Have you ever followed all the right steps? Earned the degree, landed the job, climbed the ladder, only to feel completely lost? You're not alone. The workplace has undergone a seismic shift, and the old playbook no longer applies. The average professional now changes careers 5 to 7 times during their working life, not because they're flaky, but because the rigid, linear career path has shattered into 1,000 possibilities. This isn't a crisis, it's liberation. But with infinite options comes a new challenge. How do you navigate a landscape with no clear map? We've all been sold a fantasy. Maybe it's the corner office, the prestigious title, or the dream company everyone envies. But here's the uncomfortable truth. What looks perfect on paper often feels hollow in practice. Consider someone who lands their dream diplomatic post, only to discover that the glacial pace of bureaucracy crushes their need for immediate impact. Or the scientist who loves research, but withers in the isolation of laboratory work, craving human connection and varied challenges. These aren't failures, they're wake-up calls. High achievers often chase prestige over purpose, creating a disconnect between what they think they want and what truly fulfills them. What matters isn't your title, but whether your daily reality aligns with your core values: creativity, impact, stability, innovation, or balance. Research shows value-aligned careers generate up to 40% higher job satisfaction. The real work is identifying these values while drowning out parents' expectations, friends' choices, and society's shoulds. Your emotional state matters too. Career decisions made from anxiety look vastly different from those made from confidence. Nearly 76% of successful executives can point to at least one major career decision they'd remake. The journey isn't about avoiding wrong turns, it's about adjusting with wisdom, using each experience as a stepping stone toward greater self-awareness. Facing infinite possibilities feels paralyzing, but a systematic approach transforms overwhelm into actionable choices. Think of career exploration like ordering from a restaurant menu. You select both the cuisine type, industry, and the specific dish, function. Marketing in healthcare looks vastly different from marketing in education technology. Create a two-dimensional grid with 7 functions: marketing, engineering, strategy, product management, data analytics, and 7 industries: healthcare, technology, education, financial services, media, generating 49 potential combinations. One person targeting publishing discovered her passion in business development for a self-publishing startup, while another shifted from investment banking to fintech product management. Research each intersection through online immersion and conversations with professionals. Study job descriptions, compensation ranges, and growth trajectories. Use LinkedIn to explore career paths of people you admire. Conduct 15 to 20 informational interviews across different intersections. Alumni networks prove especially valuable due to shared educational backgrounds. After thorough research, narrow to 3 primary paths. While limiting choices feels restrictive, it prevents decision paralysis and allows dedicated effort. Maintain a backup list, but focus your energy where it matters most. Research alone won't reveal if a path truly suits you. You need hands-on experience through practical experiments. Shadow someone for half a day to see actual daily work, not the glamorized version. Try part-time internships or online courses through platforms like Coursera and Udemy. If you're eager to do homework or extra reading, that's a powerful signal this field genuinely interests you. Within your current workplace, volunteer for project teams or tackle unclaimed projects. One operations employee wanting to learn PR volunteered to handle it alongside regular duties, eventually making it a significant part of her role. Maintain a running list of employers you'd love to work for. Include famous brands and lesser-known companies where your contacts work. This refines your understanding of the work environment and culture you want. Fear often prevents people from pursuing work that excites them. Conquering fear isn't about being fearless, it's about not letting fear stop forward movement. Address skill gaps while recognizing your existing strengths. Real growth happens outside your comfort zone. learn to manage your inner critic by examining the underlying fear and assessing how likely it is to materialize. Your personal brand is your reputation, what people say about you when you're not in the room. If you don't define it, others will. Ask trusted friends and mentors how they describe you. Then identify 3 to 5 descriptors that represent you authentically and appeal to employers. Craft these into a branding statement, 1 or 2 sentences communicating who you are and who you're becoming. Refine your social media to reflect this brand consistently. LinkedIn is essential. Your summary is prime real estate. Consider templates: mission-based, personality-focused, short and sweet, blended, or accomplishments-focused. A personal website lets you stand out dramatically, giving you complete control over displaying your work. With the right keywords, you become more discoverable to recruiters. Platforms like Wix and WordPress make creation accessible without coding skills. Activate your brand by getting it before the right audience. Join LinkedIn groups and online communities in your field. Follow industry influencers, participate in conversations, and create original content through blogs or newsletters. Most importantly, help others in your network. Your true brand manifests through generosity and genuine connection. Networking is about building genuine relationships, not awkward self-promotion. Reduce anxiety through preparation. Dress comfortably, bring a friend, and visualize yourself relaxed. Prepare a natural 30-60-second elevator pitch covering your job title, company, what you do, and why you love it. Set specific goals. Newcomers should talk with 2 or 3 people, while others might arrange informational interviews or meet people from target companies. Skip clever icebreakers. "Hi, I'm nice to meet you" works perfectly. Ask open-ended questions like, "What's it like working at Google?" instead of yes-no questions. Build relationships through consistent follow-up. Within 48 hours, send a friendly email mentioning something you discussed or sharing a relevant article. Follow connections on social media, celebrate their accomplishments, and update them on your work. Networking succeeds when it's a two-way street. Always look for ways to give back. Success through major job sites is rare. Find positions before they're widely advertised. Leverage your network. Reach out for recommendations. Use LinkedIn to find second-degree connections and request introductions. If your dream company isn't hiring, send your resume anyway with a compelling pitch. Distill your history into 1 concise resume focused on quantifiable achievements. Instead of "I'm a self-starter," demonstrate it. Independently launched company's first ever intern training program, streamlining onboarding and requiring 50% fewer manager hours. Cover letters reveal who you are beyond credentials. Begin with an attention-grabbing anecdote. Companies expect negotiation. Get offers in writing and determine your market value before discussing salary. Not negotiating your first salary from $50,000 to $55,000 could cost you $600,000 over 40 years. Drive your development by thinking and acting like a leader. Take initiative, propose solutions, and ask for additional responsibilities. Volunteer to manage projects, mentor junior employees, or train interns. The workplace revolution is here. Your career is yours to design, 1 intentional step at a time.